Turn it over to Jesus. Turn it over to Jesus. Turn it over to Jesus, and you can smile the rest of the day. I'll sing it just one more time for you. Turn it over to Jesus.
Welcome to the Healing and Deliverance Line through the three P's. We call it Prayer, Prophecy, and Preaching. I'm your co-host, Dr. Faye Maureen, and my other co-host, Prophet Faithman Agweta, will be joining us in a few minutes. But we are so glad that you are listening in on this morning. Great is the faithfulness of God to us this morning, and new mercies we see every day. We bless Him, and we give Him the glory and the honor. This broadcast is sponsored by Truth and Power Radio from Nigeria and Dr. Faye Maureen Radio and Holder's House Ministries. But we bless you. We're going to have a great time of impartation on this morning. I'm going to play this very short selection, Great is Thy Faithfulness by Troy Sneed. But I want you to be encouraged. The Bible says many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you are delivered out of them all. So no matter the affliction, no matter the disease, Jesus went about healing all those who had diseases. So you can be healed on today, and you can be delivered on today.
Oh, great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning, new mercy. All that I need is thy hand has provided. Grace, I pray. Oh Lord,
hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Now is our pastor, Troy Sneed, and our show opens with Danny Bell Hall singing, Turn It Over to Jesus. But we're glad to have you with us on the broadcast, and today let's just go to the throne of grace. The word tells us that we can boldly approach the throne of grace to find help. So we should be able to boldly approach the throne of grace for ourselves and on your behalf. And one other thing, when you pray, pray specifically. God is listening in His ear is inclined to those of the righteous. Now, if you are not saved on this morning, you can come to Christ even where you are by a very simple method called the four A's. All you have to do is acknowledge that you have sinned. We have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Then agree with John 3:16, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. And then just ask Jesus Christ to forgive you of all of your sins. We have all sinned. We have all sinned. So ask Jesus Christ to forgive you, then accept him in your heart. We're getting ready to pray. My co-host is on the line with me now. Hallelujah. Good morning. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you.
How are you today?
Good, good, good. The presence of the Lord is here. I feel God, prophet, I'm ready.
Awesome.
Boy, we are ready. Yes, yes, yes. So let's just...
I can feel it. Hallelujah. But for me, I see the Lord bringing healing to people today. There's going to be an awesome manifestation of the presence of God to everyone that is listening around the world right now, because there is a release of the Spirit in the atmosphere. There will be a move of God in the atmosphere, and healing is possible. Deliverance is possible. Healing is possible. I'm hearing in my spirit that I am shifting things for better experience.
I am shifting
things. The Lord is saying he is shifting things for people for better experience. There is a lady that has been trusting God for the healing of her son. And she has been moving this son from one psychologist to another to try to get a help for this child emotionally. But I see the Spirit of the Lord breaking through and causing restoration to take place in the life of that child. That's who pray right now in the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus.
Jesus, yes.
in the name of Jesus. In Psalm 27, verse 1, Psalm 27, verse 1, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Now, today, the Lord will be delivering people from the spirit of fear. Because the scripture established in 2 Timothy 1, verse 7, it said, for God have not given us the spirit of fear.
Amen.
A lot of people are afraid of the situation in the economy. Say, how do I handle my bills? How do I take care of my children? How am I ever going to be able to represent myself in the way I should? But the Lord is saying right now that fear and faith does not work together. It's either you're going to stand in faith or you're going to stand in fear. But fear and faith does not work together. And the Lord is saying right now that those that are going to receive from me are people that will activate the spirit of faith. He said, having therefore the spirit of faith, therefore we believe, therefore have we spoken. The spirit of faith has expression. The spirit of faith will take. The spirit of faith will receive. The spirit of faith will advance. The spirit of faith will manifest greater things. And the Lord is saying today, I'm taking away fear from people. If they will let me, I'm going to take fear away from people. So we're going to pray right now, if there is anyone listening to this broadcast around the world, that the spirit of fear will be broken off them. There is a lady I saw that's been afraid that she's going to lose her marriage. I saw that right now. A lady, she is afraid that she's going to lose her marriage because of the behavior of the husband of recent. But the Lord is telling me to say to the lady, you cannot make your decision based on fear. You cannot make your decision based on fear. If you are moved by fear, you will make a wrong decision. If you are moved by fear, you are going to make a wrong decision. And that was why the scripture said, as soon as I led by the Spirit of God, it said they are the sons of God. So the sons of God are the individuals who are led by the Spirit of God. We are not going to make decision by fear. God said, you're going to make your decision by faith, trusting me, knowing that I will come true for you. Let's begin to pray for that lady right now. People who are
right now,
in the spirit of fear, they are afraid of their financial situation, their marital situation, their health situation. We'll rebuke the spirit of fear. We'll command the spirit of fear to leave people right now. In the name of Jesus. We'll command the spirit of fear to go in the name of Jesus.
We'll
bind the spirit of fear. We'll cast it out. Makando ya kababa. Masondo no bo sakabaria. Mekoto ya sakababa. We'll rebuke the spirit of fear. We'll rebuke the spirit of fear in the name of Jesus,
name
and
we
release God's word to come into the heart of people to walk by faith.
In the name of Jesus.
I'm hearing the Lord saying, let my people keep developing their faith. Let them keep feeding their faith on my word. And that is how they are going to get supernatural results. He said, let my people keep developing their faith. As long as their faith is in operation, they shall not be denied of their expectation. As long as their faith is in operation, their expectation shall not be denied. That is what the Lord is saying to me right now. He said, if the people will feed their faith, if the people will develop their faith. Now, the scripture established in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, he said, so then, the faith cometh by hearing. Move of Jesus was faith action. He said, faith come by hearing, and hearing the word of God. It is hearing about the finished work of Jesus that creates our faith in us. When we begin to hear about the finished work of Jesus. So no matter what you're facing right now, you're listening to us pray. No matter what your situation is, if you can feed your faith, if you can feed your faith with the word of God, not with junk, not with religion, if you can feed it, If you can see your feet, if you can hear the word, if you can hear the word. Remember in Matthew chapter 8, the centurion man had a problem and he approached Jesus. And Jesus said, I will come and heal your servant. And the man said to Jesus, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof. I'm not worthy that you should come under my roof.
And he
said to Jesus, speak the word. Speak the word only and my servants will be healed. Now watch this. The man believes in the authority of God's word. He believes in the integrity of God's word. And we saw the manifestation of the integrity of God's word in Genesis 1 verse 3. In Genesis 1 verse 2, we saw the darkness and 1 verse 3, and God said. So if people feed their faith will have expression. If people feed their faith with God's word, their faith will have expression. Faith is an act. You got to act on God's word. You got to act on God's word. So let's pray for the people of God around the world right now that people will begin to develop their faith, that people will begin to listen to God's word. Oh, man, that people will begin to develop their faith. People's faith will begin to move from one level to another. Makando yakuka paradoska baba. With your faith, you can take your healing. With your faith, you can take your deliverance. With your faith, you can take your prosperity. With your faith, you can take your restoration. With your faith, you can take back your marriage. With your faith, you can take back your job. With your faith, you can create a business. With your faith, you can create miracles. With your faith, you can see signs and wonder. With your faith, you can see outstanding impact. Life in the spirit is rooted in the principle of faith. Life in the spirit is rooted in the principle of faith. As you feed your faith on God's word, things will begin to happen. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The Lord is still talking about a faith thing. If my people's faith will be in my word, they will get their expectation. If my people's faith will be in my word. Now, 2 Corinthians 5 and 7 said, we walk by faith. We, sons of God, daughters of God, people of God, those who live in the faith community. We walk by faith. And the Lord is saying right now, this is the key to the outpouring you need in your church. Pastors who are hooked up with us this morning, who have connected with us, you can give up on your ministry because of the challenges. Jesus never told us we won't see challenges. He never said that to us. He never said that to us. Jesus never said we are not going to see challenges. He never told us that if you walk by faith, you're not going to see challenges. The essence of your faith walk is to trust God to have victory here. The essence of your faith work is to trust God to have victory here. And if you're going to have victory here, it's because your faith is connected to the finished work of Jesus. Your faith is connected. Your faith is connected. And the Lord is saying right now to ministers of the gospel around the world, this is the time to go back to the basis of faith. This is the time, the principles of faith to learn from the beginning when you started. The Lord said, go back to feeding on those principles of faith. Go back to the lifestyle of holiness, the lifestyle of righteousness, becoming righteousness conscious, becoming holiness conscious, becoming faith conscious. conscious, becoming anointing conscious. You got to be conscious of the anointing in you. Christ in you, the hope of glory.
The word Christ
means the anointed one and his anointing. And so ministers of the gospel need to go back to the basis as we can be able to reach more people. You can't give up right now. You have come too long to quit the ministry.
I'm talking
to a pastor listening to us. You have come too long to give up in the ministry because your ministry is connected to millions of people's destiny. A wrong decision would destroy the potential of the greatness of those folks that God has hooked up your ministry with. So you have to understand that it is not about you, it's about the kingdom. It's not about you. So we're going to pray for ministers right now.
Yes.
That the ministers of the gospel will be focused in holiness, in the lifestyle of holiness, lifestyle of righteousness, living by faith, going back to the integrity of God's word, making the word of God the focus of the ministry, discipling people, empowering people, going back to the basis to our calling. God didn't call us to be famous. That is not why God called us. He called us to be faithful. But in the course of being faithful, we can be famous. Yes. God didn't call us to be famous. That is not a calling. We are not in the ministry to be famous. We don't stand up in ministry that I want to be known everywhere. We stand up in ministry to serve people. That is how we start up a ministry, to serve, to bring the word, to disciple, to show love, to minister to the people of God, to bring healing to the heart of the people of God, to bring direction, to help them connect with their purpose, to help them stay focused in the pursuit of the kingdom, to help them stay focused on the principles of the kingdom. That is how what we are called to do. I believe that if we are committed and we are persistent in biblical principles, we are going to experience supernatural expansion. Let's pray for the ministers of the gospel and stand the word. Father,
right
in the
now,
faith,
in
those
name,
who have started very well and are trying to veer off the direction of ministry, let's pray that the Lord will strengthen them. There are ministers that are backsliders. There are ministers that are wives beaters. There are ministers that are beating their wives. There are ministers that are abusing their wives. There are ministers that are doing the wrong thing. So we're going to pray right now that there's going to be a supernatural releaser, that God will heal the heart of ministers, that God will restore ministers, that God will heal We'll pray for the ministers of the gospel around the world, men of God, ministry leaders, service leaders, leaders, associate pastors, branch pastors, superintendents, overseers, bishops, apostles, prophets. We pray for them. Lord, this morning we pray for ministers, for focus, for continuity. In the name of Jesus, listen to this, Dr. Faye. As we are praying, the Lord is talking to me right now and say there is a minister that has been battling with adultery for more than 10 years.
Wow. Yes.
For more than 10 years, he doesn't know how to break up. The devil have held him bound in adultery. And he's doing it. His wife is feeling the pains of the adulterous relationship. And this minister has a great calling. And the Lord is telling me to pray that this minister will have a break out of this situation. The lady has held the minister bound. And if the minister tries to move, the lady will threaten the minister that he is going to broadcast it everywhere. We're going to pray right now that the spirit controlling the lady will break off.
Break that spirit.
Break that spirit of adultery. We're breaking the power of God in the name of Jesus. command our relationship to be scattered. We'll destroy the foundation of our relationship, that our doctor's relationship. We'll begin to speak direction to the pastor.
In the name of Jesus. Dr. Faye, we're going to pray. I can see many believers becoming the lukewarm believers. People that need to be on fire for the Lord. People that used to stand up for the kingdom. I see a lot of people losing focus. But we're going to pray right now. There are a lot of people who are backslided. There are believers backslided, distracted, moved out of the direction of divine purpose, and God ordained destiny for their lives. We are going to pray right now that believers who have lost their focus, that the Lord will restore. The Lord will restore. The world, the Lord will restore in China, in Asia, in Africa, in United States, in Canada, in Ghana. I'm seeing a believer. This guy was a very committed believer in his church until the church had a crisis in the nation of Ghana. And this young man, he walked out on God because of the situation. And right now, this young man is going from one drinking bar to the other. Now, the Lord is telling me that he can heal this young man in the nation of Ghana. I can see that right now in my spirit. And this young man is living a very notorious life. Let's pray right now. A lady battling with depression. And she doesn't know what to do with it because it is spiritual. Because there are certain spirits that is responsible for that activity. We are going to rebuke those devils.
In the name of Jesus.
And release the peace of God.
Right.
We're going to rebuke those devils that Felicia has been battling with for all these years. Let's begin to pray right now. Come against that spirit. I rebuke the spirit of depression.
Yes.
I rebuke the spirit of depression. I saw a lady battling with her kidney. And the Lord is telling me that the lady, she's a believer. She has given up on her faith. She has given up on her faith. He said, but if we pray, there will be an angelic movement in the room where she is this morning, right now. If
yes,
we pray, there will be an angelic movement, the power of God. We're going to pray for those, for the lady battling with kidney, using her as a point of contact for those who are suffering from kidney problem around the world. Let's begin to pray.
Yes.
We speak healing. We speak healing. In the name of Jesus, we speak healing.
Right now, in
the name of Jesus,
heal.
We pray for healing in the name of Jesus. We pray that it be healed in the name of Jesus. We pray that.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord is talking to me. There is a pastor and his associate. They have been having a problem, and it is looking like the church is moving towards splitting because of the problem. I'm seeing that in the U.S. right now. A pastor in the U.S. is having a major challenge with the associate, and the guy is having some people on his side trying to move with him. They're encouraging, if you move, we're going to move with you. Now, our God is not an author of confusion.
Right, prophet, right. He's
God
not.
Is not an author of confusion.
No, he is
our
not.
God
is not.
Advocates unity. Our
yes.
God is a how beautiful it is for brethren to dwell together in unity.
Unity, yes.
You see,
yes.
God is a God of unity. And we're going to pray for that church. I can't really see the name clearly. I'm trying to get the name clearly, but I can't really pick the name clearly. But the Lord is showing me that a white pastor, is a white person, is a white in color, and the Lord is telling me that he has been going through challenges in that church, and there's a lot of contention in that ministry. Because that ministry is of the Lord. That ministry is of the Lord.
Right.
And we're going to pray that the Lord will cause restoration and peace, will rebuild the devil from that church. In the name of Jesus,
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I need to speak to people who have cancer and who are dealing and battling with cancer right now. The Lord healed me of cancer. The Lord healed my sister of cancer. God is a healer. And for those of you, there's a lady, you have an appointment today. But that affliction shall not arise a second time. You have nothing to fear. We've been talking about fear. You have nothing to fear. The affliction shall not rise a second time. I'm speaking to you, so prophet, let us pray for these people who are going through this and who need their faith to increase. God is a healer. He's a healer. He's a healer. The affliction, the affliction shall not arise. The affliction shall not arise.
The affliction shall not arise. In the name of Jesus. Those battles
healing,
of cancer, Healed of cancer. I command you to leave that body. Leave that body. I declare the people free of cancer. Free of cancer. Free of cancer. Your system is healed. Your body is healed. Hallelujah. Doctor, I'm hearing this.
Yes, I'm hearing this.
In Joel chapter 2, verse 21. Joel 2:21. Fear not, O land. Be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do marvelous things. Joel 2:21. The Lord is saying again. The word is coming back to me on fear. The Lord is talking to somebody right now. He said, fear not. How you are going to take care of your life, your family, and your future. The Lord is telling me to say this to you. My word in Psalm 23 is for you. The psalmist said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I shall not lack anything. I shall not lack money. I shall not lack opportunity. I shall not lack preferential treatment. I shall not lack supernatural increase. I shall not lack helpers. I shall not lack house. I shall not lack building, properties, houses. He said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I shall not be in want of revelation. I will have consistent revelation that is in line with the will and the principles of God's word. And the Lord is saying here, he wants to do great and marvelous things. People, are you ready? The Lord said he wants to do great things. Great things. in the life of that person listening to us right now. The Lord said he wants to do great things. Let's begin to pray for great things. People will begin to witness great things. Wealth transfer. I am hearing wealth transfer. Wealth transfer. Wealth transfer. The witches of darkness. Laki kaparaba. Meso kundo la parababa. Roku kodoske tola paradoske tobababa. In the name of Jesus. Laku kupaka dababa. Wealth transfer. Lingro no sakrila lababa. Ringo do basheko to lebra kaparado. Lobo da ba de de ba de bodo ba da ba ba. Wealth transfer. Wealth transfer. Liku kumataya babo shikla la praka baba. Wealth transfer. Mukunda baba baba. He releases in the name of Jesus. He releases in the name of Jesus. Makuto parado setura parado setira parado. Lemura kanaya damasuka pananda. Rinku baba. Waparato seko parado seke parada. Rinku dorabo sakata baba. Wealth transfer is coming to the body of Christ. Wealth transfer is coming to ministers of the gospel. Wealth transfer is coming to believers all over the place. The Lord is opening doors for property. I'm hearing property. Yes, yes. The Lord is saying, I will give you the property.
It's done.
That's a word. I will give you the property. The inheritance is for you, says the Lord. The inheritance is for you. The inheritance is for you. You're hearing me right now. The inheritance is for you. I'm seeing them doing a legal documentation of the handover of the property to you. You are a first partaker of the harvest.
Amen.
This is your season of laughter. We'll take it. We'll take the property. In the name of Jesus.
Ooh, thank you.
He's done. You got it. Yep. He's done. Hallelujah. He's done. And everyone, every minister believing God for property, you have it right now. In the name of Jesus, you have it right now. It's done. You are going to walk into supernatural favor. You are going to walk into the right men and right women in this season. In the name of Jesus, I decree what transfer. The check will go through. The Lord will make the check good. Makaya Banika. The Lord will make the check good. The check will go through. Thank you, Father.
Just as a healing, the spirit of healing that we've been praying about since the beginning, just all the broken, just healing. You know, he healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up your wounds. So those of you who are suffering with these emotional hurts, let God heal you. Let him heal. There's a healing anointing. You feel in the healing anointing. You feel it. It's the healing anointing. Let him heal you. Give it to God. Yes, you did a work. He can accelerate the healing. He's accelerating the healing process. He's accelerating the healing process. He's accelerating the healing process.
Rock and the people here to be healed in their bodies. to be healed in their body. All manner of healing, spiritual healing, emotional healing, financial healing, bodily healing, all kinds of healing, all manner of healing, spirit, soul, and body, spirit, soul, and body, Mandaya Kuma, Rako Polebrado, Seke Polebra, Lakama Sukuma, Lipla Kapata, those all manner of healing, Lapora, Jesus is the healer. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with holy water and with power, who went about doing good. Jesus is doing good today. Bible said the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus is the same. Hebrews 13 verse 8, that Jesus is the same today. He healed more than 2,000 years ago. He's healing right now. He's healing right now. He's delivering right now. He's breaking yoke. He's destroying yoke. Supernatural surgery is going on. Supernatural surgery is going on. People are losing their cancer. The cancer is leaving, disappearing
right now.
Growth is leaving the body. Growth. I see a lady that has the growth in her body. The power of God has taken the growth. The growth has left by the power of God. The growth has left by the Holy Ghost. I saw a lady making use of glasses. The Lord said this is the last time she will use the glasses. The healing power of God on her sight. Your sight is here. There's the current in this place right now. There's the fire. Healing your sight. Healing your sight. You can see clearly. You can see clearly. You can see clearly. The power of God has healed.
Wow. Jesus.
Take your healing. It has come. Take it by faith. Begin to act by faith. Begin to act by faith. Begin to act on God's word. Take it. Take it. Do what you couldn't do before. Do what you could not do before in the name of Jesus. Begin to do what you could not do before. I hear the Lord said, I've healed the people. Let them begin to do what they could not do before. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Do
walk
what
in the healing.
You couldn't do before. Do
walk
what you couldn't do before. I'm hearing the Lord saying that when Jesus came to the man in the pool of Bethesda, and the Bible said, Jesus said, I knew the man has been there for a long time. He knew the man has been there for a long time. It said, rise up and walk. And the man said, I have no man. And Jesus spoke and he walked. And the man received his healing in Acts chapter 3. And Peter said, see man, go, don't we have but such as I have I give unto you. And he stretched out his hand, and the man received his hand, and his ankle bone received strength. Faith is action. Faith is action. Action of God's word. The healing anointing is in the atmosphere. Let people begin to walk. Let people begin to see right now. I see a lady having a problem with paralysis. The power of God went through her legs right now. Stand up from your wheelchair. Stand up from your wheelchair. Stand up from your wheelchair. The power of God has come. Stand up from your wheelchair. Yes, your walk may not be needed right now. You can stand up by the power of God. I see the healing anointing crossing all over the nations of the earth. By the power of God. By the power of God. I feel that anointing. I feel that anointing.
Testimony. Testimony.
God
says from today, great testimony. Great testimony. You know, even before you prayed for the eyesight, I was thinking of saying, let's pray to heal the spiritual vision. Some people, their spiritual vision, their dreams and their vision need to be healed. Their dreams and their visions need to be healed. Things have come and they've allowed people to talk to them. They've allowed clutter to come in. But today, as a dream to clear your dreams, your visions, clear up, clear up. New light, heal. Revelation.
I prophesy to visions. Spiritual vision, I prophesy to the destinies of people. Begin to see, begin to hear, begin to know in the name of Jesus. Restoration of visions, restoration of spiritual knowledge.
Thank you, Jesus.
Brother Faye, I'm seeing a lady anytime this lady would take him, she would lose the baby. Mm. Anytime she takes him, she lose the baby. We are going to bind that spirit. It's a spirit of darkness causing her to lose her seed, and she has been married for more than 4 years.
Right.
Yes, the spirit of barrenness. You know, the Lord is telling me, and she is under pressure. Let's begin to pray. I can please,
right now.
I can see over 10 of them in Nigeria, 10 of them in Nigeria, 6 of them in Colorado.
Okay.
Yes, these people are, in Colorado, I'm seeing a lady in New York. Having that problem. Let's begin to pray right now. That the Lord will cause their foot to stay. They will bring forth their son in season. In the name of Jesus, it is done.
It's done. It's done. I was thinking that I posted a report of the Lord. The word of God is the report of the Lord to the listening audience. And even on yesterday, I posted part of the story about how when the Lord had closed the wombs, when the king Abimelech had messed with Abram's wife, and then the Lord opened the wombs back up. All right, so he opened the wombs back up, and then we know how Sarah, it took a while, but the Lord blessed her womb. Even think about Rachel. So God is the God of all. That barren spirit is a spirit, but we forbid it to come around you anymore. You are healed. Now what you need to do is walk in your healing, activate your healing, walk in it. If you need to read those scriptures I just mentioned every day, you read them. You read them. You are no longer barren. You are no longer barren. You walk in your healing. Every day I want you to do this. Every day for the next 7 days, you read those scriptures. You quote those scriptures. You declare it. You declare it in the atmosphere. You declare it around you. You declare it around you. You declare it. And to that young man who's been passed over three times, you've been passed over three times. You're the most qualified. You're listening now. You're listening now. You were the most qualified. You were the most, but you were passed over three times. God says, a greater promotion. Other doors he's opened, other doors. Now watch, just stand back and allow him to do it. Don't write that letter. You're about to write a letter. No, God said, do not write that letter. Let him handle it. Watch God. In a short time, he's going to open the doors for you. Watch God. Watch him. It's a young man. It's a young man. You're in your 20s. You're in your 20s. You are the most qualified. Yes, you've been passed over three times. You're in your 20s. God has given me the details, but do not write that letter. Let God work it out for you. He has your path. He has your destiny in his hands. Hallelujah. So you know, Prophet, we're coming down. We have about 6 minutes left on the broadcast. I don't know if you want to end, but I pray for a great anointing today, and I felt it on you. All of you people listening, who listen to this, you feel the anointing of God now, just like I feel it. Walk in your healing. Prophet, I allow you to say a final prayer, and we'll end with an appeal and a song. And to the listener that just tuned in, You too are blessed and healed. You're blessed and healed. The person who just came in the line, healing, healing. I'm speaking healing to you. You could hear me. I speak healing to the stomach area. What? But you're healed. I speak to that condition. Yes, cut up. I said, pain go. Pain and affliction go. I forbid that pain and affliction. Affecting this person, even in the environment. Sometimes pain, you got to go from the stomach area. In the name of Jesus. Such a great anointing today, prophet. Thank you, Jesus.
Awesome anointing.
Awesome. Awesome.
I pray for every listener right now. I decree that you walk in supernatural overflow. You walk in miracles of increase. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy everyone listen to me around the world by this time tomorrow. By this time tomorrow. By this time tomorrow, there will be a supernatural turnaround. By this time tomorrow, I'm talking to a lady listening to me right now. In the next 24 hours, something good will break out in your life beyond your imagination. I prophesy to a particular pastor listening to us right now that the Lord will cause your work to flourish. You have been toiling, but right now you are entering your harvest season. I'm speaking to a young man who is an engineer listening to us while this broadcast was going on. By the power of the Spirit of God, I speak to you concerning your business. You're working for a particular corporation, but you're getting tired of the place. And the Lord is saying, don't be in a hurry to start something. Let me lead you, and I'm going to lead into your future. I pray for everyone that had me today. I'm Dr. Faye, that the anointing of the Spirit rest upon you, cause it to prosper, cause it to profit, cause it to prosper, cause it to win, cause it to go far in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for this moment of sharing. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. And so for the listening audience, you can follow Prophet Faithman Agweda. He is on Facebook, Faithman, as you spell Faithman Agweda, O-G-B-O-A-D-A. Follow him. He his church is Discovery Christian Center, and they are also online. Can you give us the website address of your church, Prophet?
www.tbccfaith.org. www.tbccfaith.org. And you can, we're building another recent website, www.tbccfaith.org. So that should be live in the next few days from now. And any of the sites you hook up to, you could download materials, listen to us, and follow us up on Twitter, on TDCCPH. On Twitter, and you will never remain the same. Thank you, Dr. Faye. You have been a great blessing, and I pray the Lord strengthen you and empower you. You have remained a prophetic voice to this generation, and your voice will be stronger, and you will continue to see the presence and the influence of the Spirit. I hear the Lord saying that I'm increasing your circle of influence, and the grace on you is rising, and attention is coming. Yeah. People around the world will search for you. I hear the Lord saying, I bless you, and nothing can stop it. You are the mother of many generations, and you will remain a leader in this generation on the front line. Bless you, Dr. Faye. Thank you.
Amen. I'll speak with you later. Amen. We thank you, all of you, for listening in today.
Thank
Again, you.
You
could follow Prophet on Facebook. Follow him on Facebook, and then some of you can connect with me on any of the social networking sites or even my website. But the most important thing is tune in. We'll be right back here again next Wednesday morning at 6:30, and this is rebroadcast on Sunday nights at 11:30 Eastern on gospelisgolden.com. Followed by, it will be a Truth and Power broadcast. My friend, Prophet Faithman Agweda, he's a powerful teacher, powerful Truth and Power broadcast. He'll be teaching. It's going to be series on healing, series on faith. And I play part of his teachings on my other radio show, Top of the Mornings, on Monday morning. So you can tune in. Be blessed by this rich, rich ministry. And God bless you, Prophet. God bless you. God bless you for
your
time. And the Lord will reward you. We'll certainly talk later. Thank you to our listening audience for listening today. Be blessed, walk in your healing, and expect the great of God. You shall have great, great testimonies. We're going to end our broadcast now. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, for those who may not be saved, God, save one today. Help them to acknowledge that they've been sinners, God, to ask for forgiveness, God, and accept you in their lives, God. We thank you for all of our listeners on today. God, continue to bless them and keep them. Lord, protect them as we go, as we end the broadcast with little bit of Jessica Reedy singing, Put Your All on the Altar. Thank you so much. We love you, and we will see you next week. Take care.
Hey, let me hear you say, oh, 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 oh. Let me hear you say, oh, oh, oh.
giving up for everyone. You're not alone. You've been hurting way too long. Let it go and just move on. Make your way down to the altar. Hand it over and leave it there. It's gonna be alright.
It's gonna be alright.
It's gonna be alright. You're tired of the pressure.
Yeah.
You're tired of the stress and you need.